Hundreds of students gathered at Utah Beach and gave World War II veterans a standing ovation. The vets were not that much older than these kids when they faced the carnage of the war.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, young lady. Oh, I love you, young lady. I'll tell you that.
I love you.
Oh, I'm glad you love me. I love you, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
18-year-old Tristan Breath from Oklahoma said before she met these veterans and heard their stories, she was never particularly interested in history.
But after this, it's like completely changed my perspective on everything. Like I want to go home and like, you know, read more up on all this stuff. It's been like mind blowing because, you know, you read about it, but then being here really like brings it all to life.
Well, is it weird to see how things have changed? Now you can watch TV in the blink of an eye.
Students wanted to know more about the veterans, not just as soldiers, but as people. 16-year-old Daniel Dolman was fascinated to hear how much the world has changed for veteran Charles Levesque, who served in the Pacific.
I didn't grow up with any electricity, and it's just amazing to think about how like people have been through so many different generations of America.
And Levesque couldn't wrap his head around what kids can do with smartphones today.
What gets me is all these cell phones and that, you know, you get pictures all over the world.
For sure.
That is a shocker.
Uh-huh.
Me, the radio was the big thing.
Levesque is one of 20 veterans who joined several thousand students visiting World War II sites on a trip organized by EF Educational Tours.
This is my picture.
Oh.
Yeah, I was 19 there.
For some veterans like 95-year-old Harold Stevens from Ocala, Florida, it's their first time back to France since the war. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. What did you feel stepping into the cemetery, being back for the first time?
Oh, I got to crying. It's soft-hearted. I think about all the boys we left here.
Stevens is happy to see the students interested in what his generation did.
That's our future, and they need to be educated on what happened and not forget it.
The trip has also been a revelation for teachers who brought their students.
Well, sir, it's an honor to meet you. I teach U.S. history in Idaho.
Oh, do you?
I do, and to be able to take your story back to my students
is amazing. Oh, good.
That's
wonderful.
So thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Yes, we enjoy it. We're so honored, you know, to be able to do it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Harris said visiting the landing beaches and meeting veterans has made her proud to be American and will change how she tells her students about the war.
And when you see and you touch history, to be able to take the sand back to my students in Idaho that may never leave the state, to let them touch that sand is going to change their lives, and it's going to let them see through a different lens.
Thank you.
Some of the veterans came to Utah Beach wearing their uniforms and heavily decorated with medals. The local mayor pinned another medal to their chests, a badge of freedom.
And thank you so much to have been here for this event, the 75th anniversary. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Veteran Walter Hurd appreciates the recognition. He says his memories of the war come and go, but there's one thing he's been sure of all these years that he would like to pass on.
Do you never want to be in a war?
Jake Saganero, DW, Utah Beach, Normandy.